The core.
Hello everybody. I hope you enjoy your first DEM 2020. Today we will discuss about the status of Node.js core. I hope everybody here knows Node.js. Please raise your hand if you know Node.js. Okay, perfect. Okay, first I will present me very quickly. I am an open source believer since a long time ago, and I am inside the FOSDEM DevRoom management since a while, and now I'm working as an open source architect at IBM with the help of Red Hat to help the client of IBM to migrate to open source and use open source every day. Okay. First, I want to say a big thanks to Beth, because in fact it was planned to be Beth Grings to be here. She is one of Node.js core developer from IBM, but she can't come for this Sunday. It's why I'm replacing her for this talk. But the main content of this talk comes from her. And by the way, about Node.js at IBM, we have 11 core developers inside IBM to contribute in Node.js. Other companies contribute also on Node.js. And we have four steer committees members in JavaScript. The steer committees is to define the future of JavaScript. And finally, maybe you might aware about OpenJS Foundation. It's a foundation under the umbrella of Linux Foundation. And the idea of OpenJS Foundation is to help the JavaScript ecosystem with Node.js, with the packaging. And IBM is also active in this way. Okay, now on about Node.js. First, the first information I want to give you is about you have several releases, and it's pretty important to understand what release you use for Node, especially on production, because it depends on the version you use. Of Node.js, you don't receive after a certain time the bug fixes and even more the security fix. It's why I recommend you to use LTS, long-term support, like you have for most Linux distribution, like Ubuntu or Red Hat. And for your information, for now, Node.js 8